Hey guys, I am on the way to the gym, super excited because I love the gym, and I wanted to share with you an awesome thing that I discovered when it comes to marketing and the backside of your business. So today we're talking all about the backside. Cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Okay, we're not talking about booty here. We're talking about the backside. But, you know, I'm someone who likes to laugh, and that makes me laugh every time we talk about backsides. Like, so I've got a better backside than you. That's whatever. Anyways, so let's talk about the backside of your business. So as a marketer, someone who understands social media, someone who understands Facebook advertising, how do we help our clients to ultimately have the most successful businesses possible? Now, I know that business development is kind of outside of the scope of what we're supposed to do. But this week we've had some amazing calls with our clients at the agency. And one of the things that I am really passionate about is the backside of your business and making sure that it actually makes sense, that the numbers work, that everything is profitable, that your client is able to spend money to acquire customers. Those are things that are really, really, really important, because as much as we could say like that's outside of our scope or we don't do that, we don't touch that, the reality is when you take really good care of your clients and you understand things that they don't quite understand or they need an extra set of eyes on and you help them with that, you are gonna have clients that are loyal for life. So just today, for example, we were working with one of our clients who we absolutely love, and she's a coach. She's got an awesome challenge that she does. A lot of our clients work on challenges, which is, they're really fun to drive traffic to organically and through paid traffic. And right now we're getting acquisitions into her funnel for about $20 to $23 per acquisition. So one of the things that we can do on our end of things is make sure that we are driving down the cost per acquisition. Now, most people would just stop there and be like, that's what I can control. That's what I can do. That's all that we've got. But the reality is, if our clients have thriving and successful businesses, you're going to have a client that wants to stay with you forever, especially if you had a hand in helping them to understand the metrics and the strategy behind their business. So we hopped on into our client's funnel and we looked at her order form and her offers and her upsells. And we actually discovered several opportunities to increase the profitability on an acquisition. Now, granted, she has an awesome ACV, which if you're not familiar with that, that stands for average cart value. Her average cart value ranges in any given week from about $130 to $200. So if you do the math, we spend $20 to $23, and she gets someone that's worth $130 to $200, which is phenomenal. And that's not even like the full-on back-end offer that she has, because, right, we're talking all about back-ends. So that's great. That's awesome. That's so much fun. But obviously, like, there's always room for improvement. And one of my favorite things in the world is to look at upsells, OTOs, look at order bumps, and come up with new strategies for how to turn your funnel into something that is much more profitable. So as we worked with our client, we identified several areas that we could increase her profitability, and one was on her order bump. Now, I recently discovered that about, I think it was 20 to 25% of people who make a purchase are going to buy whatever is on the order bump, kind of regardless of what's there. So we're going to be testing out increasing her order bump by $20. Now, I'm sorry, by $10. That seems like, how is that going to make a huge difference? But if you think about it, the actual impact that it's going to have on conversions is going to be pretty low. It's not going to decrease the conversion significantly, most likely. But what it's going to do is give us an extra $10 of profitability so that we can scale bigger and get her awesome, life-changing message into so many more people's hands. Now, another thing that we saw as well was that, you know, this particular client had upsells that went from, you know, from a $47 offer to what is now going to be a $39 order bump. And then she had an offer that was like another $47 And then from there, there was like a downsell. And we saw that there was some opportunity, because the thing about a value ladder and working someone up in your funnel is it should increase in price as you go from step to step. That's an important part of the process. So we actually recommended that she raise her $47 OTO, or one-time offer, if you're not familiar with that acronym, one-time offer to $67. So we're going to be implementing that like literally today. And then also, a key component that was missing in her funnel was a higher ticket upsell before the webinar. So we actually suggested and helped to coach our client through the process of adding a $197 offer. Now, a $197 offer is going to be great because you can offer a lot of value for $197. You can give someone a product that is going to honestly, really and truly change their lives. So we were like, okay, let's get that in place. And she's putting it together. It's going to take her about a month, but I'm really excited because there's that back end side of things. So every time we acquire a customer, we know there's a chance, you know, it's probably going to be what, 1 in 10, hopefully, that take it. But every 1 out of 10 purchasers, she's probably going to get a $197 upsell. Obviously, none of that is known or proven until we test it and see how it's all working. But we're like so excited about it. And when you can help your clients and understand this, the long-term strategy, the back end of their business, the biz development and understanding their market to a point where you can come in and almost coach your clients, you will have clients who are loyal for life. And like I said, this is something I'm really, really passionate about. You know, with our clients, I'm not someone who just like sets up a social media campaign and walks away. I'm like, I want every part of their business to thrive. And so if I can spend 5 or 10 minutes on one of our calls and help them to discover a new strategy or an upsell or an offer that delivers value to their people, you better believe I'm going to do it. So I challenge you, as you work with clients, if you're a marketer or even if you're running ads or social media for your own business, don't be scared to look at the back end of your business and say, you know, we've got this great $47 product that's converting, but look at your order bump, look at your upsells, your one-time offers, the webinars that you have available, and recognize that there's probably a lot of opportunity for you to ultimately turn it into a very, very profitable funnel. So just wanted to share that with you guys, because I think the back end of your business is really, really important. So I'll see you guys later. Bye.